One of the most important things that mindfulness practice has helped me with over the years has been being able to practice developing the ability to witness not only my own thoughts, but my own behavior. And it is easier said than done, because a lot of, at least what I have found, and with a lot of people that I have spoken with about this, that while it is one thing to be able to pay attention to our own thoughts, which sometimes when we're really carried away by them and we're really swept up by how we are reacting to what we're thinking about what we're feeling, that is one matter. But then the external behavior, being able to be aware of that when we are in the midst of acting in a certain way because of something that we're feeling physically, or something that we're thinking about, and the connection there is something that is very, very powerful as far as what we're feeling feeding into what we're thinking. So what I really want to speak about this morning is something that is very, very fresh. This is actually, not exactly in the moment, but it is something that happened actually just a few hours ago. And I feel like I've had at least a little bit of distance and a little bit of, hopefully, some ability through practicing mindfulness to have some perspective about what happened. And in this case, what I'm really speaking about is the tendency to sometimes to go way above and beyond, or even what I'd refer to, and this is just talking about myself, about going so over the top, trying to either convince someone of something or to prove something or to get a point across. And in this case, I at least know one thing, is that my heart, was and is in the right place. And that's just my own humble opinion. I can't say that empirically. But in this case, there was, there was no evil agenda. This was something that clearly was something that I was trying to convey to someone that I work with, or in this case, this is someone that I actually am of service to, or in this case, a client, that I really felt very strongly about something, and I was very passionate about it. And looking back as it was happening, I was somewhat aware of it, but for some reason, it took on a life of its own. I was so passionate about what I was speaking about that there was so much energy behind it. And there's nothing wrong with that or anything bad about that. I think that is, at least in my humble opinion, it's very human to sometimes be carried away with something that we feel very strongly. And it translates itself sometimes into, at least in my case, it can be, the energy can be a little overwhelming. In other words, when I'm really trying to share something with someone, or I'm trying to convey an idea or a certain way of looking at something. And in this case, what I find is that there can be a tendency to have this, not only fueled by the energy, not only fueled by that desire to get a point across, and it really wasn't a way of helping someone. This is something that the idea was, this is something that can actually help them help their customers more effectively. But at the same time, though, I realize in interpersonal communication that there is that hidden dynamic. There is that part of this that has a lot to do with my energy and how it affects other people's energy. And I definitely want to be very mindful of that. So this is one of those situations where I could sense in my own behavior that there was a certain, I guess what I would call kind of an exuberance, or maybe I would call it a little bit of excess energy. It was a little bit over the top, not in a disjointed or jarring way. It was just that there was, just the way that I was coming across, and I could sense it. But unfortunately, due to the fact that the human brain can only take on so many tasks at any given time, I had this desire to really convey this to them because I felt like it would help. And I really meant well. My heart was in the right place. But I also realize that sometimes when we're on the other end of that sort of behavior, or we are the ones who are feeling that energy coming from someone else, that it can be a little bit overwhelming, and it can be easy to overlook the fact that someone who is conveying these things to us, it sometimes is a moot point whether their heart's in the right place or not, because it feels however it feels. And I know with mindfulness practice, this has been something that has helped me over the years to be more aware of the fact that as a human being who has a certain history, like we all do, but all of our histories are clearly different to a certain degree, as someone who has struggled with the need for validation and the need to be heard and the need to be included and the need to feel like part of the team and feel like, you know, part of the group, and sometimes also engaging in beliefs that actually fuel my sense of separation, that actually give energy to feeling overlooked or ignored or not valued. These are things that I have become aware of and have worked on them and basically, you know, tried very hard to clear these things from my continued holding on to them as beliefs and really trying to see who I am at a deeper level. But unfortunately, sometimes especially during times when I am nervous and a little unsure of myself, and a lot of times, you know, interacting with other people, there is that sometimes that, you know, depending on what is being shared or what is being conveyed, that there is sometimes a nervous energy that can bring some of this unfinished business to the surface. And even if it's something that has been worked on to a certain degree, during times of duress or feeling a little bit out of our element, it is very easy for these unconscious things to actually come to the surface in the form of certain behaviors. And I know that with mindfulness practice, it can be very overwhelming to start. The idea here is not to analyze our behavior in the moment to the point that we can't be genuine and that we can't be authentic and that we can't be who we are. It took me a while to really get my legs under me in the practice and really get on my feet to get to a point where I realized that if I am so busy paying attention to my behavior in the moment, and I have found that I can pay attention to that, but if I'm trying to regulate it and make mid-course corrections, it can become very overwhelming. And so what I found is that really where mindfulness practice has been incredibly helpful is in being able to identify patterns of behavior. And that's where I have to be able to trust myself that if I become aware that in certain situations I act a certain way, and in this case, what I'm speaking of is, you know, really sometimes being energetically overwhelming to other people. Sometimes it just feels very over the top. And even if it's coming from a good place, it's still coming to a certain degree from a place of not being 100% sure of myself, of not feeling, you know, totally confident in what it is I'm trying to convey and in myself. And I know that I can't necessarily choreograph this to the point that I am just, you know, taking one step at a time behaviorally and being able to orchestrate all this. I have to be able, like we all do, to be able to be who we are in any given moment, and the dynamics can change so much. So really what I have found is that if I can just be okay with letting myself be who I am, and in some cases, who I am in any given moment can be a person who has struggled with the need for validation, who has struggled with the need for acceptance, who has struggled with feelings of isolation and feeling alone and feeling lost, that everyone has their own, quote-unquote, what I call baggage. And I can't say everyone does, but most people, almost everyone I've ever met in my 55 years of life, carries around some of this to a certain degree. that what I really want to be able to do is just to be, if I can, first of all, be aware of the fact that I have baggage, that I am, that this is something that I carry with me really in any of my interactions with other people. And if I become aware, and I really think in my case, at least for me, I can't speak for anyone else, I feel like it is good that I am aware of this, of how I communicate with other people and how my energy affects other people. Because if I can be aware of a certain pattern that's emerging or has emerged, then I can continue to work with that. But at the same time, I found the key is to still allow myself to be who I am. I don't want to use that as an excuse for being a certain way, for being a certain way and then trying to artificially change it. I also don't want to use that as an excuse for being a certain way and not being, you know, and just acting out whatever it is that I'm feeling and not even being concerned or aware of the fact that my behavior affects other people and that my energy affects other people's energy. And that at some point this becomes a collective, all of us together, the way that we treat one another. And I don't want to get too overly caught up in this because this is really outside the scope of what I'm speaking about. But I found that mindfulness practice can really help me. I guess what I'd say is to help me do my part. I know that all I can really do at the end of the day is the work that I do on myself. It is that to continue to deepen my awareness of where certain behaviors, what they have their root in, why I am the way that I am. And while I don't want to get caught up in analysis paralysis, trying to figure all these things out, what I found that the practice actually allows me to do is to have a general awareness of what it is that's going on. And then I can begin to just take a breath and not necessarily, if I'm finding that I'm bringing too much energy to communication with someone, or if I'm a little bit or a lot over the top, so to speak, that while I don't want to rationally get caught up in overthinking all of this as it's happening, but more along the lines of just being able to breathe into any situation. In other words, if I can just breathe in and out and be myself and be present and be aware, then as long as I'm paying attention, there almost is this sort of trust in my ability to adapt if I'm paying attention, if I'm being aware. And I found more and more that the practice has allowed me to be able to not struggle with some of my baggage so much in my interactions with other people. It has never and it will never produce a perfect human being. And I've also learned through the practice to be able to extend more kindness to myself and to be a little more gentle with myself and a little bit more understanding when I do find myself being over the top with other people and energetically overwhelming other people. And I think by being able to cut myself a little bit of a break, I don't want to try to escape responsibility. I do want to take responsibility for this behavior and these behaviors, but I don't want to necessarily define myself by them. I don't want to say that just because some of the time I am energetically overwhelming or a little bit over the top, that's who I am, that I define myself that way. It just really means that I have a certain lifelong pattern of reacting and responding this way based on my previous life history. And I want to be aware enough to make sure that I'm not using that as a crutch or using that as an excuse. But what I really want to make sure that I utilize the practice for is to continue to be aware, so that if I just for a moment become unconscious or unaware of these things, which as a human being, that is going to happen, whether I like it or not, no matter how much I practice mindfulness, no matter how much I try to cope more mindfully, I know that there are going to be times when I'm going to be in certain situations with people where I am going to be nervous, where I am going to be unsure of myself. And the idea here, and I am going to be uncomfortable, most importantly. And the practice, I guess what I would say lastly about all this is that it's allowed me to be more comfortable with being uncomfortable. And so that means in this case, what I found is that after my interaction with a client yesterday, it just literally rolled over me like a tidal wave. In other words, I was aware that it was going on, and I was just trying to be as genuine as I could be in the moment. But yet, this is where I found myself. This was the way my energy was yesterday. It was, I'm sure it was overwhelming to them, and I'm sure it was over the top to a certain degree. And it came from a place of caring. It came from a place of wanting to take great care of them and wanting to help them in the best way that I possibly could and to do the best job that I could do. But in this case, it happened the way it happened. And what I really wanted to do was take responsibility for that. And I knew I didn't want to react too quickly. So I allowed myself to, after this interaction, and it was so interesting because I just stopped and engaged in, it was amazing to me that just being able to stop and actually calm my mind some, that I actually felt that excess energy. There was no arguing the fact that that's what was going on. I knew it. And then the tendency was to begin to start doubting myself and beating myself up for acting that way and for feeling foolish and feeling embarrassed and feeling shame and all of those things. It's almost like this crushing tidal wave of emotion. And that is, unfortunately, it took me a little while to realize that sometimes that is what happens when we practice being more aware of our behavior and being more aware of how our behavior and our energy affects other people. And there have been times along the way where that has been very difficult for me, and it has been discouraging, and it has been to the point where sometimes I felt like being more aware felt like more of a curse than a blessing. But I, looking back over this past almost 30 years of practicing mindfulness, I really feel like if I have had some of those moments where I really have no longer wanted to be aware, it was too painful to be aware, and there were some moments that were really difficult, that looking back, I really feel like if I had to go through that, it's been worth it. Because I know yesterday would have been debilitating for me had I not been able to rely on that stable awareness and that's being able to come back to center and to be able to really just be in my own body and to be able to breathe in and out and just realize that, yes, I wish that I would not have been that way. I didn't mean to be that way. I certainly didn't intend to be that way. I certainly don't ever want to overwhelm anyone or be over the top. And it's not that there was anything about it. There was nothing about it that was disrespectful or rude. But at the same time, though, I realize that I know what it feels like when someone is overwhelming me, when what they have to say and how they convey it can be so overwhelming. At some point, there's a tendency to just kind of shut that person out. And I don't want to be the person that is causing someone any pain or discomfort by overwhelming them, even if it's for what I believe is a good reason. And even if I feel like I'm helping someone in some way, I still don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that person. And it took a little while to actually just let myself go through whatever it felt like to have this sense of regret and just to sit with this for a little bit and not to react to the way that it felt. It did not feel good, I will say that. And I certainly didn't enjoy or relish the opportunity to feel foolish in some way with someone who I'd really had cultivated a really good relationship with. And they didn't say anything. They didn't have to say anything. It's just that, you know, the more aware that we find ourselves, the easier it is to become aware of, even if people don't say it, there's some way of knowing that they're most likely thinking. And I realize it's really easy to get caught up in that as well, because I don't want to be speculating about how other people feel. But in this case, the cues were there. I was aware of them, and it was really too late to go back and do a do-over, so to speak. You know, what was done. And at some point, I realized that I just needed to, first of all, before I apologized to them, and I have since done so, that I needed to really first do the work of getting myself back grounded in my own awareness, of just being able to actually be in touch with what was going on with me and do my own work of healing from the shame and embarrassment and feeling foolish the way that I did. And then I realized that I could go back to them and apologize, and it would come from a place that wouldn't be overwhelming and just wouldn't feel like more over-the-top energy. It would just be a much more calm, sincere, heartfelt apology, and just acknowledging the fact that this is, from my perspective, as a result of my awareness, this is what I felt like happened. I don't really know for sure, and I probably never will know for sure how they really felt about it. They may be kind and not want to tell me. They may tell me. They may be completely frank. But I know that before I apologize, I certainly do want to make sure that I'm ready to hear whatever it is they may share, if they share anything. And with mindfulness practice, it allows me to be aware of the fact that, yes, it may... No, I don't know if anyone likes hearing feedback about themselves that causes, you know, that validates the fact that in this case, the behavior was over the top or the energy was overwhelming. But I realize I want to utilize that as a tool for more self-awareness. I want to be able to ultimately love myself unconditionally and appreciate the feedback, but not use it as something to beat myself up emotionally with. And I can truly say that being able to navigate these kinds of situations, it's gotten much, much easier. It's not always easy in the moment, but it has become easier over the years and cumulatively because of the fact, as someone who at one point in my life for many years was hesitant and afraid to be around other people and to be whoever I was because of the fact that I felt so unsure of myself and so unworthy and really felt like I was unable to be out in the world and be around other people and to be able to handle it emotionally, to realize that it's not always going to go well. Sometimes I am going to make mistakes. Sometimes I am going to be too much for people. Sometimes whatever it is that I say or how I say it may be overwhelming or off-putting. I certainly am wanting to treat people with love and respect, but I realize as humans, even if that is the case, sometimes it can just be too much. And sometimes it's too much of the wrong thing. And it's not really that it's the wrong thing. It's just that that person, for whatever reason, is put off by that or they're not receptive to it. And at the end of the day, I know that there's no playbook for this. There's no handbook. There's no way for me to know for sure. And even if there was, I can't pre-plan every interaction with people. I want to be able to be spontaneously who I am. And if sometimes who I am means that I need to be more aware of the fact that it's maybe coming off a little too overwhelming or a little too much energy, with too much energy, that adjustments can be made and that I don't have to be afraid. I can simply, you know, be open to being who I am and be able to make adjustments where I can. And the awareness, what's beautiful about it is that the most genuine adjustments that are made in my behavior are actually in the moment without me having to think about it. They are fed by an awareness that doesn't necessarily always need to be rational and completely thought out, that I can trust in my ability to, as one of my teachers used to say, to find my own true north in any given moment. And that is ultimately a gift that I really believe it can be given and can be received by actually committing to practicing mindfulness and being more aware in these moments interacting with other people.